Lord, we give you glory and give you praise and worship. Blessed be your name, O God, because you are faithful. Thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for forgiveness of sins. Thank you for restoration. Thank you, Father, for the manifestation of your grace. Thank you, Ancient of Days, because of who you are. We bless your name. We magnify you tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Through the blood, through Jesus, let us die and give Him the glory. With Him, He is
God. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. If you love Jesus, can you celebrate Jesus this night? Hallelujah. Please, you can be seated. Brothers, have you joined the ushering department? Hallelujah. You're all welcome to service in Jesus' name. Tomorrow is the last day of the prayer and fasting. Can you celebrate Jesus for making it possible for us to do that? Then tomorrow, please, you're going to do something for me. It's going to be healing and prophetic service. So if you're coming to service tomorrow, look for water. Bring water. If it's possible, don't come with pure water. Look for water. Must not buy, you can refill. Bring water to church and then look for a seed. If I were you, I will back it up with a seed. We're going to do some prophetic things tomorrow and Jesus will be glorified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On Sunday, please, if you are coming to church on Sunday for the Thanksgiving, make sure that you are prepared. It's a Thanksgiving service. And on that Sunday, that's the first Sunday. You know, every first Sunday, we do, what is it called? There's a seed we sow every first Sunday of the month. Eh? Battle seed. Remember your battle seed. If it has not been working for you, it has been working for me. I don't know about you. Everything about life is faith and understanding. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Man is a product of what he eats. Man is a product of what? What did I say? I wanted to repeat what I said. Man is a product of what? Man is a product of what he eats. A lot of times, I meet a lot of people and they come and tell me fat is in our family. How many of you have heard that? Eh? Somebody tells you to be fat is in our family. How many of you have heard that? How many of you believe it? Eh? I believe it. Eh? Fine. Now, I want to tell you something. Most of the times, when people tell me that, hey, I don't know what to do, it's just that I just see myself like this. I just eat once every day and just drink plenty of water, I discover I start blowing up. Water does not have calories, so water does not make people fat. Did you hear the name? It's called fat. So water does not make people fat. Hallelujah. Are you in church? So, I usually tell the people, joking, I said, Mwakon, let me give you 40 days and 40 nights prayers and fasting. Don't eat. If you don't shrink, we can bet like 100,000. If you don't shrink, I'll give you 100,000. And most of them run. Hallelujah. There's a man I usually see towards Sass Road every day. And when I came towards this side, I said, see him every morning. That's before you see the man. Before the man's face appears, you have seen the tummy. That's before you see the man's face, you have seen the tummy. Hallelujah. Praise God. And every day he's walking out, running up and down, and all that. Listen, if you are getting fat, you know that you are getting fat. There's no need waiting until you blow up before you start exercise. Man is a product of what he eats. Some of us have tendencies of blowing up. Like you, Pastor Fan, you have tendencies of blowing up. So there is no need, you are Pastor Henry, there is no need telling us, I don't know when I blew up. You see, sit down and eat and eat and eat, you blow up. There is no two ways about it. Hallelujah. Even Brother Jide, if he stops running around too much and settles down and eats good food morning, afternoon, and night, boy, you won't be skinny like that. Something must be added. I don't know whether somebody is hearing me. Man is a product of what he eats. For a child of God, there are two main food for a child of God. I'm driving to somewhere. For a child of God, there are two main foods. If you are writing, write. For a child of God, there are two main foods. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something about the gospel. Gospel has the power and the tendency to transform anybody, whether you're educated or not. How can somebody define it that Apostle Peter, that was a fish farmer or fisherman, said to other people that they are unlearned? Have you ever seen it? Apostle Peter, a fisherman, called other people unlearned people. How can? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So, I was driving to somewhere. So, even if you did not go to school, once you keep hearing the word, keep hearing the word, your life will be changed. Things you didn't know before, you start knowing them. Miracle is the superimposition of the supernatural upon the natural. Hallelujah. For child of God, two classes of food, two, come out from the realm of the food I talked about now. Aspagari and loiloi and all that. That's not what I'm talking about. For a child of God, there are two. I hope you know, whenever you see somebody, you can tell whether the person is feeding well or not. Hallelujah. Anytime you see somebody, you can tell whether the person is eating well or not. Amen. For you, child of God, two. If I discover another one, I will tell you. But for now, the one I know is two from God's word. Number one is the word. Number two is the work. The word of God and the work of God. I will show you from the scriptures. John chapter number 4 verse 34. John chapter 4 verse 34. Give me verse 33. Therefore said the disciples one to another, had any man brought him ought to eat. You can go up a little bit. You can go up. Start from verse 30. Then they came. Then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, do what? He was hungry and sent the disciples to go and look for food. the disciples, 12 of them, including Judas, they went to look for food for their master. All of a sudden, when they came back, they saw him talking with a woman, hallelujah, by the wayside. Amen. In the process, they asked Jesus, "You sent us to go and buy food. Here is food." The Bible said they prayed him. That is, they urged him to eat food. But he said unto them, "I have meat to eat that you know not of." Therefore, say the disciples one to another, "Had any man brought him aught to eat? Has anybody brought him food to do what? To eat." They were not there. They didn't know. Jesus said unto them, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish what? His work." So to Jesus, his food is the work of God. Are you understanding now? Hallelujah. For a child of God, I told you too. The work. That was why Apostle Paul writing to Timothy said, "That thing that is given to you, guard it what? Jealously." Hallelujah. Do you know that once you bring forth a child, one of the first things that the child craves for is food? Amen. Hallelujah. Do you know, spiritually speaking, so many of us have ulcers because we are not eating. Do you know that spiritually speaking, most of us are emaciated and have been marasmus and all manner of diseases? Why? Somebody's not eating. Listen. Has an alert hit your phone and you feel so full that when people bring food, it doesn't mean anything to you? Eh? You got an alert that made you, they bring food. Do you know that sometimes you can get a kind of money? Eh? You get a kind of money like that. That you come back and look at the, listen, probably the previous day, maybe on Wednesday, you are looking for 500 to make soup. I hope you can make soup with 500 naira. Eh? Women in the house, say hi. You can make soup. I can tell you that you can make soup with 500. Should we calculate? Pacify knows how to do it. Now, it's a Kemma soup. It's an Kemma management soup. Listen, you are saying no because hunger never catch you. Hunger catch you, you look for 300 to make soup. There must not be, you know, people from this side, there's a way they eat soup. There must be kanda. There must be periwinkle. It must not be like that. Oh. You can eat with obampo. That is what they call it. And you finish cooking that moju moju soup on Wednesday. And that's a soup you are waiting to eat the following day. The following day, you got a call and you finish a transaction. And here you are coming back with like 50,000 naira again. My brother and my sister, when you get to the house, you use one leg and kick that soup. Say no. Eh? No. How many of you have experienced that? Except you don't like yourself. You will not notice that your taste and your class has changed. Eh? You are saying it's not true. money has not entered your hand. You finish cooking all those rice they used to cook where middle class people die. Burial rice. But the thing is usually yellow somehow. And there's a particular test and smell what the thing they get. You finish cooking it. And here you are coming back with like 100K or even 30 or even 40 gain. Boy, as you're getting to the house, now what's this? What is this rice still doing here? I don't know that the rice is still remaining. If you are the preservative type and you don't want to waste food, what you will do is you will, as you are coming back, remembering that the rice is still in the house, you will branch and buy better things to garnish it. Are we not in? Hallelujah. Why do you have that kind of mentality towards natural things? And you don't have the same mentality towards spiritual things. Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. So for a child of God, the work of God is his meat. It's a food for him. The setup of evangelism is a work of God. They say, let's support the work. They say, let's build the house. Let's do one or two things. Let's sweep the church. To you, it's food. People may not understand why you are so attached to it. Just the same way people cannot really survive outside food. I hope you know. No, but it's true. People cannot really survive outside food, though. Somebody said, but I learned that somebody can fast for 40 days and 40 nights. You are fasting for 40 days and 40 nights because you want to deny yourself of something, or you don't have money to buy food. Two of them. Either of one. And if you see somebody that has fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, after the 40 days and 40 nights, what next? Does he relax when he sees food? People don't really survive outside food. So how is it that somebody can stay in a church from 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, the work of God is not being done and you are still happy? Listen, spiritually speaking, you are dying. Jesus said, my meat, I want you to follow me. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. So if you keep food, natural food by the side and keep the work of God by the side for Jesus, listen, he will lay aside. Remember when he made this statement, the young man was hungry. You people are not understanding. For some of us, what stops us from doing God's work is food. It's true. What stops some people from actually supporting the work of God is now we're not going to chop. We'll chop first. Hallelujah. The work of God. Another thing that is food for a child of God is God's word. Luke chapter 4, verse 4. Luke chapter 4, verse 4. Okay, give us from verse 3. From verse 3. From verse 3. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be what? Made what? You know, devil does not know how to define us. Devil does not know how to define us. He said, if thou be the Son of what? That's not the definition of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Anytime you hear God speaking about Jesus, you will always hear, God never said, this is my son. This is my beloved. There must be an adjective attached to it. Why is he removing the word beloved? But let's stop it there. He said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones, because he knew that Jesus was hungry, that they be what? Turned into what? Bread. Look at that. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. So our lives are dependent on the word. Man lives by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want after today, I want you to place a premium and place a priority on God's word and God's work. Let nobody be, you know, if you understand this, people will no longer be pressurizing you. Why are you not serving again? Why are you not playing a bass guitar? Why are you no longer singing? Why are you no longer giving offering? If people understand that their meat is the work. Listen. Amen. How many of you here do people remind to go and eat? Somebody will remind you, go and eat. Nobody reminds you to go and eat. Even the small pikin. You say, but sometimes I'm busy and somebody will remind me to go and eat. Hungry never catch you. Hungry catch you. If, naturally speaking, a child is brought forth, and the first thing the child cries for is for food. That's to tell you how important food is. The Bible says, Apostle Peter speaking, said, as like newborn babes, crave, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow what? Thereby, some of us are bijinji. Spiritually speaking. Do you know what is bijinji? Dwarves. Greetings. Spiritually speaking. Why? No food. The work, zero. You can't grow outside the word and the work. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. So the work and the will are the same. I want the will of God. He's talking about God's work. Hallelujah. Are you in church? I want mentalities to change. I want our mentalities to change. People should stop pushing you. Go and serve God. Go and do this. Go and do this. People should stop pushing you. Should push yourself. Hallelujah. Having said that, by the way, I want to introduce the last weapon that I have here for overcoming storms. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. How many of you know that song? Your very word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you.
And I
without you.
I'm lost without you.
One more time, say. Today, I'm just talking about the word. Hallelujah. I want us to get back to the foundation class. Let's go to John chapter 3, verse 1. John chapter 3, verse 1. One of the ways to overcome the storms is by the word, the use of the word. Oh, Kalatoshke da 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 da. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, that's master, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 4. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Verse 5. Everybody read, want to go. Except a man be born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Except a man be born of water. So many people feel that the water there is like water baptism. No. The water there is talking about God's word. Except a man be born of the word and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom. The other one said he cannot see. He cannot see the kingdom. This one says he cannot enter into the kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Nicodemus could not understand this. But by the day of Pentecost, every one of them was able to understand this. Hallelujah. Peter understood it. And now he wrote 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and what? Abideth forever. We are born again by God's word. The word liveth and abideth forever. Give me verse 24. Verse 24. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as a flower of the grass. The grass withereth and the flower thereeth does what? All flesh is grass. Remember, what he's trying to teach here is not about your body that dies. He's talking about your spirit man being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Hallelujah. Verse 25. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is unto you. Hallelujah. The word by the gospel, by the good news, it talks to you about. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I am born of the word. Listen, you don't understand. Say, I am born of the word. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed. So the seed that gave birth to me is an incorruptible one. Give me John chapter 1. Let's look at John chapter 1. And I'm desperate for you. Oh, John chapter 1 verse 11. From verse 11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave him power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which we are not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of will of man, but are born of what? Of God. Now, give me verse 1. Verse 1 of this same scripture. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was what? Get back to verse 14 again. Is it verse? Okay, verse 12, sorry. Don't be afraid. But as many as received him, to them gave him power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, verse 13. Which we are born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of what? Are we not together? But are born of who? They are born of God. Remember, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word and God, the same. If they are born of God, it simply means they are born of the Word. And the Word that gave birth to them liveth and abideth forever. It's an indestructible Word. Kabayos kendaladash. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something. Everything you see on the earth, do you know why somebody is buried or an animal is buried and the thing decomposes? You know why? They all came from there. So you look at potassium, you look at iron, you look at calcium, you look at everything. When you get the earth and examine it, you will see all these elements there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, a body is sponsored or nourished by whatever instrument it is made up of. Hallelujah. You understand English? I said a body is nourished or sponsored or managed by whatsoever instrument is made up of. Amen. For a child of God that is born of the Word, the same way, what can actually make your spirit man what is supposed to be is what gave birth to it. That is the Word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, there's a scripture I saw, and I want us to look at that. And I want you to start looking at that scripture well. Can you give us Romans chapter 4, verse 17 down to verse 20? Romans chapter 4. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God who wickedeth the dead, Balos kinder, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in what? That he might become the father of many what? According to that which was what? According to that which was what? Spoken. So shall thy seed what? Give me the next verse. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. According to that which was what? Spoken. Who did the speaking? God did the speaking. So there were two things before Abraham. What God spoke and the body of Abraham. that was dying. The Bible says two things to consider here. It's either Abraham is busy considering the deadness of Sarah's womb, or the deadness of his body, or he is busy considering what God has said. At any point in time, the same thing is laid bare before us. So, child of God, what do you consider? What your situation, your body is telling you, or what the word says? Be not weak in faith. He considered not his body. The body, listen, you know, most of the time we say, hey, leave that in, pastor, make we face reality. Yes, reality is there, but the reality is not what to be considered. The fact was, Abraham's body was dead. Sarah's womb was dead. But Abraham chose not to consider it. What was Abraham's focus? What was spoken? Jesus said, I am come in the volume of the books that is written of me. So what was Jesus' consideration? The volume of the books written about him. Child of God, listen. For us, the New Testament believers, if you read through the epistles, you discover everything was written for our sake. If you read through the Old Testament, everything was written about Jesus. Now, the things that were written about us, the same way Jesus came in the volume of books written about him, that is the same way we as Christians emerge according to the volume of books written about us. It is now left for us to live by the volume of books written about us. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Say, this is my daily bread. Your very word spoken. Apostle Paul says to Timothy, I am in chains, but the word of God cannot be changed. Hallelujah. Why? Why? John chapter 6, verse 63 says, hallelujah. The word I speak to you, they are spirits and they are life. That was why in Matthew chapter 8, from verse 4 down, or from verse 5 down, the centurion said, I know that the word spoken is spirit and life. They don't have anything to barricade them. That nothing can garrison the word. That was why the centurion said, speak the word. The centurion did not say, speak a word. No, he said, speak the word. And my servant in the house shall be healed. Why? The word of God cannot be changed. Hallelujah. The word cannot be changed. Even if you didn't get anything tonight, let your consideration, probably you entered a business, you entered your shop, and the armed robbers has invaded the shop and packed everything. He did not consider his body being weak. He did not consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. Have you ever noticed that most of the time, when God was talking, and when the Bible talks about Abraham and Sarah, they were not even talking about Sarah's life. The major concern was Abraham. He did not consider. Abraham did not consider his body being weak, nor the deadness of Sarah's womb. Husbands in the house, it is your responsibility to hold up your wife in faith. It's not, let her go and pray and you're in the house. Let her go to church and you're in the house. Those of you that are not married, I just a manager, no manager. Don't go marry the one where you go marry, manage. Marry somebody that is able to hold you up when your faith is down. Hallelujah. The word. Very important. The word. Listen, among everything I have talked about, this is the crux of the matter. I've talked about the blood. I've talked about running away and all the rest of them. Everything I have talked about, this is the basis. If you don't understand this,
There's a scripture that when you are leading prayer, I say, wow, probably Pacifying peeped into my notes. Because in that 2 Corinthians chapter 3 that you read, Apostle Paul said, you are written epistles. Why will you tell them that they are written epistles? Being born again, not of a corruptible seed. So, it is the word that gave birth to them. So, they are as good as the word. Hallelujah. God speaking in Hebrews chapter 9, chapter 8, sorry. It's at a time, a new covenant I'm going to make with them. It's no longer going to be the covenant I made with their fathers. But it's a new covenant that I will write my laws in their hearts and in their minds. Nobody shall say to their next person, fear the Lord, because everybody will respect and fear the Lord from the youngest to the oldest. Why? These people are word of God manifested. These are the people that the word gave birth to. Oh, I don't know whether people are hearing me. Hallelujah. Amen. Being born again is much more than changing church. Being born again is much more more than answering Christian. It's something mysterious. Do you know that when somebody is born again, he has ceased from being a normal person, a natural person. The person is a supernatural being. Hallelujah. You want me to show you? Bible says 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. If any man is in Christ, he is a new person. Listen, the word in is a location. So if anyone is in Christ, in Ephesians chapter number 2, from verse 6 down, the Bible says that he raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So anyone that is born again is not operating here. He's a supernatural being. So what affects others should not affect us. Hallelujah. Are you in church? Because you know, if you understand this, I shouldn't come and start harassing you. Why are you sleeping with a man? Why are you telling lies? Listen, you should understand that you have a higher life. Your life is not just an ordinary life. You are no longer the normal person that people used to know. Because the Bible says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. So we are no longer the ordinary people. People used to see us as. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus, speaking to Nicodemus in verse 8 of chapter 3, John said, the wind blows. You cannot tell where the wind is going to. You cannot tell where the wind is coming from. Such is one that is born of the spirits. Such is one that is born of the world. Listen, when you are born of the world, people cannot. Can you imagine that somebody was flogged and put in prison? Naturally speaking, the person should be grumbling, but the person started worshiping. It's not a natural thing for a man. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you in church tonight? Amen. Let's look at something. Matthew, oh goodness, there is no time. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Verse 24. We'll stop there. Matthew 7, 24. Therefore, let's read together. Everybody want to go. And verse 25. And the rain did what? And the flood came. And the wind blew and beat upon the house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon what? The rock. Hallelujah. So one of the ways to be steadfast in the midst of storms is by you abiding in the word. He said, anyone that hears this word and does them. So it is not enough for somebody to hear the word. Hallelujah. Listen, the difference between, if you read the next verse, the difference between this man and the other man is the doing of the word. The practice of the, because the other one also heard. But he didn't do the word. The Bible says it's like a man that built his house upon the sand. Water never comes, the house don't go. Hallelujah. And the rain descended, and the floods, so it's not one, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, because it was founded upon the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 119 verse 105. Are you there? Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Verse 9. Give me verse 9 of that same chapter. Shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to what? I want to put it this way. Wherewithal shall a young man overcome storms by taking heed thereto? Give me Psalm 1 and I'll pray from there. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of what? And in his law. Listen, look at that scripture well. The Bible says his delight is in the law. And in the law does he does what? Meditate. So somebody can have a delight in something. He does not meditate. It doesn't work. Some of us can have delight in coming to church, but we don't, you are not even interested in what is, you are not interested in what is going on in church. He said his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and what? Night. Look at what Abraham was doing. That thing God spoke to him, that was his mainstay. I hope you know. Listen, don't ever think that Abraham never faced pressure. Pressure of, now you should say this is where God speaks, will work. As that thought was coming, don't think that you are getting old. You are 100 years now. And your wife is how many years? 90 years. 98. Was 10 years older. Take note. I'm married people. Hallelujah. Don't you think that your wife has reached menopause? But I tell you something, God will pause the menopause. Hallelujah. So those thoughts are flying in from this side, from the other side. Probably as he moves out and he sees Lot, the nephew, the small boy he carried, was giving birth. It's true now. It's true. Somebody he raised and taught business is doing better. And he's even coming to give you, calling my brother, take heart now, maybe now so God want that. Hallelujah. All those things we are bombarding his mind. But the Bible says he did not consider the weakness of his body. Listen, if you understand this scripture, you walk in faith better. He did not consider the weakness of his body. The Bible says his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in the law of the Lord, does he do what? Meditate day and what? night. So what it simply means, when every other thing is coming his way as per in the thought realm, he pushes them aside and gets his mind back on track. That was why David woke up one day and said, "What so downcast, oh my soul? Put your hope in God." Hallelujah. You can talk to yourself. Amen. Whenever it comes to your mind, do you know that you're a failure? Listen, let me teach you something. Go and buy a mirror and keep it in your house. Put it by the wall. And you wake up and tell yourself, "I am the righteousness of God. I am God's word made manifest." Hallelujah. Look what the word says. He did not consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. So it was possible that Sarah was considering the deadness of her womb. The man said, "No. As long as you are under my roof, and you are my wife, I hope you know, for a married woman, you can make a vow according to the Old Testament. Your husband will come there and say no." You don't know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So he was in charge. The deadness of Sarah's womb, according to the time of life, Sarah's womb has gone. Somebody will now say, "Hey, why? If God was the one that made the promise, why didn't he preserve the womb so that it will not die?" Listen, God did not need to preserve the womb when he wanted to perform a miracle. It is that hopelessness that God brings hope that makes it a miracle. Hallelujah. The man did not consider. So what it simply means, I have chest pain. Let me bring it home. Because none of us now is up to 40. One here, that was, okay, except her. There is nobody here that is up to 60 years or 70 years. So we are not talking about deadness of anywhere. Everybody is still active. Machine. But that chest pain is there. You have gone to the hospital and they did the scan. I said, "I see it here. Kidney stone." And they have done one or two things. The thing is so, it's obvious. The fact is that there is kidney stone. But the truth is that by his stripes we are healed. I hope you know there's a difference between facts and truth. Listen, anything that is not found here is not the truth. It can be a medical fact. It can be a human fact, but it's not the truth. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth." Jesus did not say, "I am a truth." He said, "No, I am the way." Did you understand the grammar? He didn't say, "I am a way." Jesus is not a way. The Bible says, "I am the way." Definite article. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. So anything you see that is not written here is not the truth. The doctors have facts. Your parents have facts. But the truth is with Jesus. Are you understanding? So the doctors can tell you it's a kidney stone, boy. Okay, thank you for giving me the facts. Thank you for giving me the information. I don't want to consider the kidney stone. What I am considering is what God has spoken. By his stripes, I have been made whole. So that is what I hold on to. I'm not holding on to that medical report and texting it to everybody around me. Brother, do you know what I saw in the hospital today? What I saw marveled me. I am finished. Do you know what the hospital is saying? The doctor is an expert. He has 40 years experience in gynecology. He said, "I have fibroids." Hallelujah. He did not consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not consider the weakness of his body. But according to that which was what? Spoken. You know, we sing it as a song. God said it, I believe it, and I said to... Do we really believe it? Do we really believe it? Is he here or here? Because if you believe it, you know, I think we'll take our time to understand who God is. If we understand who God is, it will be easier for us to believe what God is saying. It's easier for us to believe what the word says. Emma told me, Pastor, I'm coming to your church. And I called him. I said, you won't come. I know you. You have given me several promises. And none of them, you have kept them. So even when the man is serious that he's coming, I don't take him seriously. So you know, because of some of these flaws, we think that God is like that. The Bible says, when God made promise to Abraham, he looked at everywhere. He could not swear by anything. He swore by himself. The promise that God made to us, I told you the other day, the stamp, you know, God swore by himself in making promise to Abraham. But the promise that God made to us as children of God, the things that are written here now, God didn't need to swear. He sent Jesus. That's why he called his name Amen. Amen simply means a stamp, a seal. That's why he said, if he could give us his only son, what else can he not give to us? Hallelujah. A little girl was asked, Amen. Why is it that Jesus is called the Word? She wanted to answer the question. And she felt she made a mistake. She said, because Jesus is called the Word because he is what God wanted to tell us. Do you understand what it is? What God wanted to tell us. He couldn't say it. He packaged his son. Instead of me talking. Listen, have you ever had something that you are asking question and you are asking question and asking question? Person doesn't really want to talk. But that thing has a manual. He carries the manual and throws to you. And say, you study the manual, you're going to get it. God didn't want to say much. He carried us and gave to us. Everything I want to say is here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, Jesus is what God wanted to tell us. Rise up on your feet.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of...
I don't know what you are considering tonight. Is it that pain? Is it that news that you just received before you came to church? Is it what your pocket is telling you? Is it what your shop, is it what your job is telling you? He did not consider, he considered what the word says. What was spoken to him? What is it that God has told you? What is it that you have found in the word? That's what God wants you to believe.
Open the eyes of my heart.
Oh God, I don't want to consider the pain. I want to consider what Jesus has done. I want to consider what you have also done for me.
I see you higher lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
I see you
highly lifted up,
Lord, and shining,
shining in the light of your glory.
Pour out your power and love,
pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy,
holy, holy,
holy, holy, holy, holy.
As we sing,
holy, 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 I want to see you.
I want you to lay your hand anywhere it's hurting you.